everyone has a different image of how they view you. How do you see yourself? What is your role?
I don't know exactly how I see myself, to tell you the truth.
Do you see yourself as a shliach or an entertainer?
I always think entertainment is like wrestling or something, like a circus. That's like, I always have thought of music as being something spiritual.
Right.
So I see myself as like a modern day chassid. A chassid, but not the typical chassid. Because I don't really know like if there are any chassid, real chassidim, like in today's day and age.
Given the title of your album, Youth, are they the group of people that you most want to reach out to?
Not necessarily. But I feel like that's definitely the group of people that I would like to be there for.
Right.
Like,
do you feel like they're lacking a role model, that you can be a role model for a group that doesn't really have any role models?
Yeah.
What message do you most hope to impart to people?
I don't really see it as like trying to impart a message as much as I'm trying to just provide support and sort of like provide support for people that are searching and for people that are looking towards God and towards and people that have hope and people that have pain and problems. And I just hope like the music that I had growing up was there for me, providing strength and providing guidance.
Right.
I hope that my music fills that role for Jews, for non-Jews, for young kids.
Do you see the lyrics? The lyrics is the main emphasis that will accomplish that, or the music, or just a combination of the two?
Yeah, I don't see it as a separation. I think when you have a song, you have the music, you have the lyrics, and the two are bound together like sort of like a body and a soul. Although I don't know in the muscle who would be the body and who would be the soul. Maybe more like the brain and the heart. I would say the lyrics in the song are sort of like getting across maybe the ideas, the concept, and the music is getting across the emotion.
So is there something intrinsic to the music? Do you feel like reggae music is the ideal expression for the message that you have for your lyrics?
No, and I don't consider my music reggae music either.
Okay, I won't classify it. Your style of music, you deem to be the ideal format to have this role of being a support and for searching souls.
Not necessarily. I don't consider it like even. I don't even think in terms of when it comes to music. I don't think in terms of categories or styles. I think in terms of more like you would think of a niggin, like just being sort of an outpouring from the soul. You wouldn't like classify it in sort of like a. In like a category, right? When it comes to music, I think like more organic than that. Something which you like pick up like different styles, and you hear different things, and it all affects the way that you, as a musician, like outlet and the way that your music comes out. So I think it's beyond the category. I think that like all music today is beyond the category. Like there's so many subcategories, and you know what I mean. So, I guess there are basic categories like rock, hip-hop, reggae, but it's like everything is combined within each other.
Do you think then that your music could evolve radically from where it is right now?
Yeah.
Do you think it could change like completely to be a different style entirely? Because what you've said is allows for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, God willing, the music will change and will constantly change. There'll be change is a sign of life, so...
How do you view your success?
I don't know. You know, it's like a kind of a whirlwind. Everything's been happening and going on in the last couple of two or three years, but it's been a little chaotic, and there hasn't been so much time to like
to reflect on.
Not even time, because it's not even about time. It's like about the type of person you are, and sometimes it's just hard in this world to reflect. You know, I was just gonna say that like you don't. Time to do whatever you want, so I don't blame like the time thing as much as I just think that it's very hard to like, you know, to like meditate and to reflect and to think about your life, and I just feel that, you know, it happens, and like 1 minute you're a bachur in the shiva, the next minute you're like, you know, selling 500,000 records or whatever, and you don't like you feel like a different person. You just feel like the same person, and like externally a lot of things have changed, but like like part of an aroba, I guess, to like surround yourself with people that sort of understand that you need to have that time, and that's been sort of a process for me in like figuring out who are the people I want to be around and who are the people that sort of like, I mean in terms of like my career and stuff, who are the people that understand that and know how to make limits and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Right. So what kind of people do you take influence from, advice from?
In terms of what? In terms of career, in terms of religion and music?
Everything.
Halakhically, I count on my wife, because she's really like amazing and like very sharp in terms of like picking up on something doesn't seem right, and she goes to Rav Azdaba.
Right.
And spiritually, like she'll see something like, and she'll see, like think like that's not right or whatever, and then she has a relationship with Rav Azdaba kind of where she calls him a lot. And spiritually, I really take most of my advice from a guy named Ephraim Rosenstein. He lives in Hebron. Mm-hmm. He's a really great guy, and he's someone that, like, I feel really kind of I trust. Like, he really understands. Sort of like he doesn't get caught up in the definitions, but he's searching for like the meaning and helps me with that. You know.
How do you take criticism?
It's interesting because I'm getting more and more of it now than I ever did. Because
people
when
are jealous,
up,
not jealous.
Yeah, I guess, but you know, it's like interesting because when you're coming up, like someone said it to me this way, and it makes sense. Everyone, like, if you're unheard of, it's cool to like bring you up.
Right.
But once you're heard of, the cool thing is to like bring you down. So, I think I really try not to read it. Like I try when like there's critics or whatever not to read it, but then of course sometimes I get caught up and I like read it and I just think like this person is so stupid, you know. And then I just try and then I end up getting a little negative, but I try to put it in its place and not get affected by it, you know.
How do you handle praise?
I don't know. You know, certain things sink in and certain things don't. Like when people are like just randomly like stopping me on the street and saying like, you know, you create this and that, that's nice, but it kind of just shakes off, you know. But once in a while, the music really affected someone in like a really meaningful way, and that kind of thing feels good because you feel like, you know, when you hear about something that you've done and how it affects people, you realize that like, you know, It's not as much about you as it is about like what's about something bigger than you and like, you know.
Do you recall a story of someone that's been inspired by? Do you have any like stories about an individual that was inspired by your music?
I don't hear the stories like necessarily in great detail. I mean, I hear some stories where someone comes up to me like an example would be I was in Florida and my drummer, he's in like NA Narcotics Anonymous. He's like 9 years clean or something, and he was in the bathroom, and they were like, we did a show at a radio station in the morning, and there was like 15 people there. And I guess three of the guys were in the bathroom and talking about like their one kid who from listening to music, he like stopped doing drugs and like entered himself into a rehab, and like was on his way to rehab like in that week or something. And then, like, when I met with him afterwards, my drummer came out and told me the story while these guys were talking about that. So you hear something like that, and you realize, like, you know, I don't know if the kid is Jewish even or whatever, but it doesn't matter, like, if the music is really affecting people in the deep way, that feels good. It makes you feel like it's bigger than you, and even when you have a bad show or when you think, like, I'm not having, like, my voice doesn't sound that great today or I wasn't connecting to God, like, while I was singing those songs, I was just, like, repeating the songs, and you realize, like, this, it's like an effort of, like, anything else, and it's affecting people, and that's the most important thing.
How do you think your references to Mashiach are received by your fans? Are they put off? I mean, this whole controversy about Mashiach has always been that if you're too out front, people might get turned off. Have you had that experience, or the contrary?
Well, my experience with it has been in a way that I kind of, without sort of forcing it down people's throats, like, so to say, like anything when it's given the background of music, like, you could take any of my lyrics and just, like, go grab somebody on the street and like yell them at them, and the person would like not respond. But because of the music and because of the context of it, so people are more open to hearing it. And I think that like a lot of people who don't know like what the idea of Mashiach is, who don't know, like God willing, they search it out and they say, like, what is this spirit about? What is that word Mashiach mean? Mm-hmm. And then I think also that in terms of like you were saying before in reggae music, or you know, emphasis on redemption and like the idea of redemption. And so like I try to put it out there in a way that people can relate to it and connect to it. So I think you can speak about those things like Mashiach and redemption and all of those things if you know how to speak in the right context and you know, come from a true place, you know, in yourself, then people will respond to it.
How do you view the Rebbe? What's your connection to the Rebbe? Do you feel very strong about the Rebbe?
Well, I think that my becoming religious was obviously like very strongly influenced by the Rebbe, and that the Shriach that I met sort of helped me move to a much further place that I would have gotten to on my own. And so you know, I credit the Rebbe for that, and I feel that you know, I never knew the Rebbe, and I learned like you know to a certain degree like the Rebbe's sikhas in my mom, and they've like you know they've affected me, but I can't say like I'm not blown away when I learn a sikha, like, for example. Like intellectually, and I would say that I live in Crown Heights, and I went to like a yeshiva that, like you know, like so. I mean, me personally, I'm in a situation where like I'm, you know, I'm just trying to be honest, you know, and like I don't know the Rebbe. I didn't know the Rebbe. I go to the Ohel because I feel like it's powerful place to go, and I write to the Rebbe when I go to the Ohel. And I like look at pictures of the Rebbe, and I feel like comforted that the Rebbe might be with me, or that the Rebbe might be like influencing me. But I don't claim to like know really what the Rebbe is all about, and have like a deep relationship with the Rebbe. Obviously, I think maybe from the Rebbe's point of view, like maybe the Rebbe is like very down to me, and I just don't know it. I'm like I'm open to it, you know.
I wish you much success, and I hope you get closer to the Rebbe all the time, and I hope that you will play a major role in Mashiach's coming, and we should see it immediately.
Amen.
Amen. Take care.